There's something in this lesson that just struck home about a week and a half ago that makes a lot of things make sense. Have you ever wondered in that story of Elijah at the mountain of God why it is that certain things came along and it says, but the Lord was not in them? Let me read and then explain. And he said, go up and stand on the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, the sound of a low whisper. And when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. I have read that time after time after time after time. And actually, it was about 2 weeks ago that I heard as Pastor Bill was reading that. I'm sorry, there's only one way that I can think of to really draw this out, and that is, I guess you could call it chalk talk. But about 2 weeks ago, I heard this and said, oh, now it makes sense. And so to draw this out for you, if I draw a large circle and say everything in that circle is in the created universe. The universe that you can see and all physical and material things. And then I want to ask, now where in this would you place God?
Outside of it.
Exactly. Something that some of the nations of the ancient world didn't get. And that's where things start coming home. They had some strange ideas, and remember 2 weeks ago, the Greeks thought that all of matter consisted of four elements, and those four were fire, air, earth, and water. The nations around Israel believed that their gods were forces of nature. And you said, oh, that's strange. But yeah, that's exactly what they believed. So they had a storm god, a god to make the soil fertile. You go on and the Romans and Greeks started naming their gods after the planets and worshiping the planets. And the prophets of Israel told the nations around them, don't worship the stars or the planets. So this was all over the ancient world. Now, what does Elijah see and hear? And as he sees and hears this, he says, but the Lord was not in it. First, the wind. Great and terrible wind breaking the rocks, but the Lord was not in the wind. And then an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. After those three things in that lesson, what does it say that God was in? Quiet. Whisper somewhere over in this direction. Yeah, in the whisper. This is the part that's going to come back in when we get to the gospel lesson in a very powerful way, because what is a whisper? A whisper is words. So here's the question. Elijah wants to talk to God. He needs to connect with God? Is he going to find God in any of these fantastic things that happen in nature?
No.
What's he going to find? God and the mercy of God and the grace of God. What's he going to find it in? He's going to find it in what we always talk about. We always talk about the Word of God. And that is where the connection forms between this world and the eternal.